I do first the pencil drawing. So this is my base shape, and I have to and a square and feet or legs and a tail with my dog. And then I give a little more substance to the feet, to the legs, and like this. And like this. And then I let it talk to another dog. And it's actually the same face or the same head that I use for people also. When I draw myself or draw people, then I use a head like this. And you can see that's more or less the same. It's a little bit different because they don't have they have a not so much chin. So these are kind of unhappy dogs. They look a little bit sad. Maybe because there's a bone here, and I don't know who's going to get it. And you can draw paws here if you want, and details and hair. But if hair, then I think I would do it like this. Not so much hair in the face. So if I'm now deleting stuff and drawing over in Photoshop, you can just start a new drawing, because the more you draw, the better it gets, the more practice you get. So you don't have to try to get it perfect with one drawing. Make as many as you can. And how now I'm telling a story about these two dogs. And what are they thinking? They both want it, and maybe this one is more determined, so I make eyebrows like this. So this looks determined. If, with these kind of eyebrows, a little bit angry. And he is more worried. These are the eyes like this. And now I'm putting a little bit of shading on it. Actually, there's, it looks like there should be more. Okay, another ear here. Is everybody drawing along here?
Yeah.
Good. And I like it better if it's more cartoony and it's not anatomically correct, but with more expression. So here we have a little story about who gets the bone. Maybe we have another dog here in the neighborhood who is also interested. Should we draw one that is maybe sitting? A sitting dog. Like from the front. What, how does the ears connect? Like this here, maybe. So this is the head and the ears are like this. And then we have the, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And from the front, it would look like this here. So this is the body and then we have some, we have legs here. And a leg, a tail. And now I'm drawing over it with a pen. And then you also see the hind legs here. I don't know if that's necessary to draw these or if it's okay to do it like this. But he's also looking at the bone and thinking, and everybody wants the bone. Maybe it's also this, I kind of like it if there's a, oops, if we have this kind of design here, this eye, maybe there's also some what's it called, spots, like this. I don't know who gets the bone. So the story is kind of unfolding while I'm drawing. I don't know what time it is. I can see that here. But should I explain again how I do the construction of the figure?
Yes.
Would that be interesting?
Yes.
Okay. This is the skull. It can also be round. Here is the mouse. The part. Here is the ear. Here's a nose, and then I just draw the mouse somewhere without really thinking so much about it. And then they don't have very long necks. These dogs, the normal dogs. Then you just attach a square here. So this is kind of a dachshund format, wiener dog. And then I usually draw two eyes, although there would theoretically be only one visible. But I draw two because that's more expressive.
Could you make an outline of a cat as well?
Was that Michelle?
No, it wasn't me. No. I'm just laughing.
Better as a cat person.
Yeah. And Laurit is here too. The cat is with.
Okay, a cat. Now I don't have any reference for cats here, so I'll try. A cat has kind of a round face, and the ears are like this, I think. So a typical dog would have the ears further down. Or like this. These are dog, and this is a cat. Big ears. They can also be like this. This looks also cat-like. And then you do the same thing as with the dog. But they have bigger tails. I mean, maybe not the most beautiful cat. You can also draw big eyes for it. Now I do it in pen. And of course I have sisters. And the smaller you draw the body, the cuter the whatever it is you draw becomes a small body and oops, and big head looks cute, and I kind of like cute. Is it better with the big eyes or with the small eyes? And a nice thing to draw on onto cats is now I'm doing some shading here. Is stripes. And there's some stripes here and some stripes here and some stripes on the. I don't know about the eyes. I think this looks better. Like this. And you can also give it some cheeks. Cheeks are always nice. Cat. Maybe the cat should get the bone.
Really cute. It should have the bone.
But it's on too many, it's on a different layer. It's too difficult to move, so it doesn't get the bone.
Sweet.
I don't know what time it is. I can see that on my computer because I'm doing screen sharing. I would like to see your drawings. I will stop my screen sharing and maybe somebody can show me. Okay. Oh, there's something. I have to, Michelle is showing something. Wait a minute. Pin video. Yeah. You know what? Here on this I'm going to show you something. I have to get my sorry. It's you have there's one who has kind of legs like this. There's something weird with the chest. So it it looks better if you have the head like this, and then you go straight down. You have the head. And then you go straight down for the legs.
Yes.
But otherwise, the head is very cute.
That's good.
And also, watch out with the can you see what I'm drawing here? The tail, the attachment should be too so wide. Can you see what I'm drawing?
Oh yeah,
because yes. It doesn't look like this. That's no, too wide. Here. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Good. Thank you. Somebody else? Yeah. Can I? Malika is showing me something. Wait a minute. Malika is on. Oh, wonderful. Oh. Huh. Great. I always think that when I'm drawing this, it's not good enough, and I should show you much better drawings. And then I see this and say, wonderful. Great. Thank you. Lotte has drawn something. Oh, nice. Yeah, the shadow is draw the shadows. Okay, see what I'm. I don't see myself. The shadow should touch the feet, where the feet touch the ground, touches the ground. There should be shadow. So the shadow shouldn't be kind of loose underneath the somewhere here, but relatively precise. Yeah. Maybe I've seen it wrong. Maybe you have done it, but yeah. Is there somebody else? Here's Hilles Sophia. Pin video. Oh. oh, great. Yeah, there's one with a very long neck that looks kind of like a llama. dogs don't have very long legs, necks. There's some of them. I've printed out some races here.
Den Grauhund.
Yeah, that's kind of several. I can see if you can see what I'm showing here.
I can see them.
So,
but I can't see my race.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just they don't have very long necks. I think the poodle has kind of a long leg, a neck, but they're not like horses or giraffes or llamas.
Llamas.
Is there somebody else?
I don't know how to share it.
You just hold it up to the
camera.
Camera.
Great.
Nobody else. Mette is kind of dark. Yeah, here's somebody. Wait a minute, Sine.
Yes, that's me. I was the one who was asking how to share.
Yeah.
Is it possible to upload a picture?
If it's possible, yes, to the Facebook group, not here on Zoom.
Oh, okay.
But what I can do now I took a screenshot here, and what I can try is now I do screen sharing again. And I open my Photoshop and I open the. So here is it. It is on my screen. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to show that this here, if you take this away, it looks better. Or what? Does it look better?
Yes, I think so.
Also here and here. Oops. And but they're nice. also the shadow thing. If you put a square shadow there.
Yes.
Like this. Then you have kind of more, it stands better. Also
solid ground.
A solid ground, yes. Also here on the bone, if you put the shadow, oh, I have to make a webinar about shadows. So now you have it. But I mean, these are nice. I like them.
Thank you.
I tried to upload my picture to your Facebook page now, Inge.
Okay.
I don't know what else to do.
You don't know what else to do. Is it there now?
Yeah.
Okay, we can try that. I just have to find my Facebook group.
It's not the group.
It's the drawing club.
I don't have access to the drawing club.
Oh, where is it then?
I just sent it for your private Ingrid account.
Oh, here on the...
On Facebook.
Here it is.
And I didn't get the start of the class, so I didn't know that I was supposed to like copy yours.
Well, you're not.
So I tried to copy the last talk.
You can also just draw your own.
But I copied the last dog as good as I could, and I made the cat.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. It's I've seen the cat that you drew today, on that you posted today.
Yeah.
And that was a different style. That was much more realistic in a way.
That's how I used to try to draw.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, you don't have to draw this way here. You can also just watch and maybe see something that you can use for your kind of drawing. For example, the shadow thing or the face expressions. But these are more stylized drawings than the ones that you have done there. If I show you the screenshot here. Here it is. So this here is kind of a cubist interpretation. What I don't do so much is, why doesn't it draw? It doesn't want to draw anymore. No, I draw the feet more like this, not, I like it a little more organic, but I mean, that's of course up to you. This is a more of a decorative approach that's still more stylized than mine. And nice. There's somebody else who wants to show something. Linnea is not on here. This was just a little
advertise.
What's it called? Smaceprüe. touching catching the animals. As you can use animals also, or the dogs, for symbolizing other stuff. Like now we have only drawn sweet dogs, but you could use it for symbolizing aggression or friendship or whatever. Also in use them as a symbol, like you just have to write what you mean. And then you have a drawing about friendship. So you can use words. As soon as you write a word on it, then you define that this drawing that you're doing signifies that, just because you're saying that. I'm just trying to justify why draw dogs. The reason I decided to draw dogs was that two dog trainers wanted to coming to my next workshop. It was for them, but they didn't show up today. So I hope you got something out of it.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes. Mm. Absolutely.
I'm glad I joined, and I'm also a dog trainer.
You're a dog trainer. Great. Yeah, I'm going to do more research into how to draw dogs, because I mean, sometimes I draw mine, but our dog looks like this.
No. Is it a pool?
That's pretty accurate. It's a Briard dog. Long-haired French. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank
you for watching.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.